TV.
Yeah, after Friday's show, Babylon Part 2, someone asked, why would these fancy-pantsy leaders of the world, people who run the world, the awful, terrible people, leaders, why would they pick some backward country like Iraq, which is presently the country in which is located the ancient Babylon? I say, it's not about... Well, I stated it positively. It's about Babylon. It's significant. It's symbolic. They don't give a crap about Iraq. They don't give a crap about the desert. It's that this city was a world capital three times. So it's a mental thing. It's a arrogance thing. It's a we're here thing. It's we're in the capital of the world, and we're doing it again. I'm Nebuchadnezzar, baby. I'm Cyrus. I'm Alexander the Great. Yeah, so it's all that. That's why they're in Babylon. Somebody else said, but it says a smoke rises. Well, how can you say it's not a city built on the ground? You're telling me it's a giant system of bunkers underground, but the smoke. Well, I say this. Smoke rises no matter what. Smoke always rises. Doesn't matter what you're blowing up. God's going to blow this city up. You can blow it up underground or you can blow it up above ground. It's going to get blown up and smoke rises. This is Martin Center. Whew. Welcome to MCTV. This is Babylon Part 3. Hopefully I can get it all in today. Yesterday, Rodney Paris and I published a great video called Unwise, Weak, Ignoble, Stupid. It's about the kinds of people God chooses for the body of Christ. If you've been feeling down about yourself, you've been feeling like you're a real loser, if you've been feeling like everybody else is successful except you, if you've been in that why me mode for a long time or even just since yesterday, watch this video. Honestly, it is really encouraging. I loved it. One of the things I said is I recorded this 24, 25 years ago. It was 1996. However many years ago that was. But I said, this isn't our time. This is not our time. This is not our eon. Our eon will come, but this isn't it. This is the time of our humiliation. So watch that. It's going to be linked down here. It's one of those things I recorded on cassette tape. Nobody has a cassette player anymore. Rodney Paris of Texas digitizes it, puts some awesome video to it, and some text frames. And we cover every type of learner in these productions. So it's linked below. Make sure you watch it. Now, God is tricky. The prophecies, Micah 5:2, was that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. But, you see, he was only in Bethlehem for a short time when he was threatened by Herod, so he whisked him to Egypt, and then from Egypt they went to Nazareth. And so, he was so quickly in Nazareth that most of his contemporaries, especially his enemies, the jerks of the priesthood, they thought he was born in Nazareth. So you see, God fulfills the scripture, but he does it in a way that throws everybody off. So here our Christians are going to be looking for this giant city, which to me, the more I think about it, it seems more like a cartoon that this giant city is going to be built by these world leaders. It's like, it's not their style, man. They're behind the scenes all the time, aren't they? They've been behind the scenes for years, planning these things in the shadows. It's a shadow government, you might say. I would say, and so they're ostentatious in a way in their personal pride, but they're not ostentatious in that they're going to build this Disneyland of a city. It just seems cartoonish to me now. So I think, you know, I could be wrong. They could start building it tomorrow. I don't know. It doesn't matter. God's going to do what he wants to do. I'm just saying. I'm going to go through all the characteristics of Babylon, and I'm looking at it all with new eyes. And there's actually a word in the text that we've seen a million times. And I was on a run, was it Friday? No, Saturday, after I made the show on Friday. And this word hit me. It's like, that's it. That's it. Should I say it now? What should I do? I think I'll start going through the verses and let you know. But in Revelation, a lot of stuff happens underground. The locusts that are released for 5 months, where do they come from? Under the ground. The 200 million supernatural cavalry that kill with noxious fumes of sulfur. Where do they come from? Underground. A lot of shit happens underground, and it's coming up from underground like a bubbling crude. It's not going to be a good time for the earth. So, you see, the prophecies will come true, but it'll come true in a way just like Bethlehem, like I said, that nobody expects it. See, they're looking at Jesus Christ in his day when he begins his public ministry, and they're assuming he came from Nazareth, so he couldn't be fulfilling Scripture. Scripture says Messiah comes from Bethlehem, even though Herod had his people look that up for the wise guys. Oh, he's born in Bethlehem, but these people, they forget soon, and they go with the latest thing. I don't know. They got problems, big problems. So, as I told you, God holds the city accountable for just about practically all the sins since the disruption of the world. Two cities become representative cities as far as destruction goes. It would be Jerusalem and Babylon. Oh, somebody else said, I did make a mistake on Friday. I said that Trajan, the Roman emperor, was a BC guy. He was actually AD. But the other guy, Seleucus Nicator, he was BC. I was correct about him. He destroyed Babylon. Trajan, a couple hundred years later, put an exclamation point on it. But, okay, I'm sorry. I said it was BC. It was actually AD for Trajan. But somebody criticized me for that, rightly so. But it was insulting because this person said, it seems like you're doing this willfully. It's like, what? If I make a mistake and somebody points it out, do you think I'm willfully going to keep making a mistake? It's like, whoever said that doesn't know me very well, okay? It's easy to admit when I make mistakes because I get to do it so infrequently. I actually enjoy it once in a while. It's a nice change of pace for me, okay? And then he said, I can't take anything you say seriously because I make one mistake in 28 years? What? Okay, cut me a break, sir, please. I corrected myself today, did I not? All right, let's go to Revelation chapter 17. Revelation, otherwise known as the unveiling of Jesus Christ. And one from among the seven messengers who have the seven bowls says, hither I shall be showing you the sentence of the great prostitute who is sitting on many waters. Now, I read some of this on Friday. In fact, I want to skip ahead. The beast, as I said, is a world system. The prostitute is apostate Israel. Sorry for the redundancy there. And it's an illicit union between Israel and the worldly systems. This was, when John saw this, he was shocked because Israel's not supposed to have anything to do with other nations. But here, Israel's not only having something to do with other nations, but Israel is cavorting and having illicit affairs with other nations as far as business dealings, as far as running the world type dealings. Well, what do you know? I'm looking down at my scriptures, and verse 5, here is the thing. This is what hit me on my run on Saturday. And on her forehead is written a name. Are you ready for this? You're going to see this with new eyes like I did. Are you ready for this? Yes? All right. On her forehead is written a name. Secret Babylon. Secret Babylon. The King James will, and other versions will say Mystery Babylon, but the Concordant correctly translates the Greek word here, secret. Secret Babylon. It's a secret because nobody knows where it is. Where's Babylon? I thought it was supposed to be rebuilt. Shh. It's a secret. It is rebuilt, but it's under the ground. Shh. Secret. Ah. Secret Babylon. Are you getting me? Of course you are. Secret Babylon the Great. It's great. This is why people want to be there. Questioners of Friday. They want to be there because it's great. These people know history, and they have enough arrogance to say, we want to be where the other world capitals were. And they call forth their scribes, and they say, where were the former capitals of the world? There's only one city that has ever been the capital of the world, and that is Babylon. Three times. Babylon, Babylon, Babylon. So where do you think these arrogant bastards and bastardesses, a female bastard, a bastardess, yeah. Where do you think they're going to go? Babylon. And I perceive the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the witnesses of Jesus. And I marvel at perceiving her. The marvel is great. Verse 7, and the messenger said to me, wherefore do you marvel? I shall be declaring to you the secret of the woman and the wild beast which is bearing her, which has the seven heads and the ten horns. Don't want to get into that right now. I've gotten into it before. Okay, now we're going to go down to... We're going to go to 18. This is what I've been wanting to get at. After these things, I perceived another messenger descending out of heaven, having great authority. And the earth is illuminated by his glory. And he cries with a strong voice, saying, it falls, Babylon the Great. Fall means it is destroyed. Its glory is decimated. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going from a high place to a low place, falling like a Tinker Toy Kingdom. It's just falling in status. Babylon the Great, it became the dwelling place of demons and the jail of every unclean spirit and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Unclean spirits are driving the people who are insatiably longing to rule other people, to lord it over everyone else, and to glorify themselves apart from God. That is unclean, and it is driven, it is motivated by unclean spirits. As a result of the wine of the fury of her prostitution, of all the nations fallen. In other words, this city, even before it was the home of these evil people, the city made all the nations drunk, as I mentioned Friday, by its pleasures, by its greed, by its entertainments, and it makes the whole world drunk, dumbs people down. The beginning of the end was television, the invention of television. I was raised on television. I love television. Gilligan's Island, Green Acres, Petticoat Junction, Gomer Pyle, Hogan's Heroes. I love these shows. However, it was still the beginning of the end of mass hypnosis because of the flickering images and the mesmerization. It's very bad. And it's gotten worse and worse and worse with the advancement of technology. And the kings of the earth commit prostitution with her. Yes, I told you the Israel types become the purveyors, become the salespeople of the mesmerization. And the kings of the earth commit prostitution with her, and the merchants of the earth are rich as a result of her power to indulge. There it is. Indulgences. Indulgence by the nations. They have the power. These people who run the world, run the print industry, run the movie industry, run the music industry, run the news industry, they have the power to get people to indulge. It's like a woman who stays sober and she gets the guy drunk and then she like robs the guy, right? The Israel types have remained sober. And they're making all the plans, and they make the nations drunk. They stay sober, then they seduce the nations because the nations are mesmerized by the flicker, by the pixels, by the images, by the music, by the movies. And they get the whole world drunk, but they know exactly what they're doing. They are capitalizing on the goyim's lust for pleasure. Goyim want it. Israel types sell it. And by this, they have made the whole world drunk, and they've become wealthy, rich beyond anyone's imagination. Verse 4, and I hear another voice out of heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you should be joint participants in her sins, unless you should be getting of her calamities. Like I told you, if somebody invites you to move to Babylon in the next 7 years, don't do it. Stay where you are. Stay away from that place. It's like they said in the Old Testament, back in the Moses' days, get away from the tents of Korah. The tents of Korah. Remember, Korah tries to put up a competing tabernacle. Does put up a competing tabernacle in the wilderness because everybody was upset with Moses. Moses is so mean. He's a jerk. Don't worry. We can give you a cotton candy over here in Gilligan's Island reruns, and you don't have to deal with that asshole Moses. Okay. Well, you don't F with God's man. And Moses was God's man. I don't care how ridiculous he was. I don't care what a pain in the ass he was. He was God's man. You don't F with God's man. If you do, the earth opens up and swallows you. So get away from the tents of Korah. Likewise, stay out. Get out of her. Come out of her, my people. This applies with not overindulging in the trinkets of the world, in the mesmerizations in the world, hypnotices. Hypnotices? Is that a word? If it's not, it should be. No, it's not a word. I declare it to be one right now. Hypnotices. Things that hypnotize. For her sins were piled up to heaven. See? All the sins from the disruption of the world as far as pleasure and greed, or as I like to say, hedonism and avarice, comes upon this city. And it's yet future, but very near future. Pay her as she also pays, and double the doubles. Oh boy, she's going to get double. Double. This is like speeding through a school zone, and they double your fine. This happened to me 3 years ago. Didn't even know I was in a school zone. Driving along, going to Planet Fitness on Broward Avenue. I'm going down whatever road it was where the school zone was. Didn't even see it. I'm pulling into Planet Fitness, and all of a sudden, this motorcycle cop comes next to me. You know how these guys are. Boy, do they swagger. They got the aviator shades. He puts his thumbs in his belt loops. He's swaggering like Nebuchadnezzar himself. Hey, I said, yes, officer, is there a problem? Yeah, there's a problem. Did you see that school zone sign? What sign? Anyway, that little mistake cost me $600. I was only going 40, but school zone 20. Sorry, officer. Was that a bad thing? Double it. Double it in accord with her acts, in her cup in which she blends. Blend double for her. Oh, you intoxicated the nations? Well, we're going to put double the booze in there. We're going to give you the equivalent of a Long Island iced tea, which strangely enough does not contain iced tea. I just found that out like not too long ago. I felt very stupid. I didn't know that. Therefore, in one day, as much as she glorifies herself and indulges, so much torment and mourning be giving her, for she is saying in her heart, I am sitting a queen, and I am no widow, and mourning I may by no means see. There you go. The arrogant chiefs of this eon think that nothing can touch them. Nothing can touch them. Nothing's going to happen to them. And that's actually the case now, because there's a two-tier justice system in the world. We know that. There are certain people who run the justice systems. And what do you know? They're immune to the justice. What do you know? What a miracle. I am sitting as a queen. I am no widow. And mourning I may by no means see. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Oh, you're all that? You're all that? Well, I got news for you. In one day, your calamity will come. In one day. Therefore, there I am in verse 8. Therefore, in one day shall her calamities be arriving, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be burned up with fire, for strong is the Lord who judges her. Oh, boy. This is so good. I'm going to end with this. I wanted to get into all the other details about the merchants and the cargo. Going to have to do that tomorrow. Looks like part 4 coming up. But in one day, all her calamities will be coming, death and mourning and famine. One day. Ladies and gentlemen, just like the flood of Noah, it came in one day. Everything was normal. Everything was fine. All the people were just arrogant as hell, doing all their crazy sinning, whatever they were doing. And they felt so protected because nothing like this had ever happened before. And then one day it started raining. A Thursday afternoon started raining. Maybe that's why Noah's been building that boat over there for 100 years. Let's go see if we can get in it. Oh, shit, the door's already closed. That's the sound of the flood. No, wait a minute. Yeah, that's it. So, whoops. In a day. Changes in a day. And our fortunes, ladies and gentlemen, will also change in a day. But instead of being drowned in a flood or burning up in a fire, we are going to be given immortality in a day. In fact, not even in a day, in a moment. In the casting of an eye at the last trump, our fortunes will change very soon in an instant.